This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, December 8th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evening, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together. It is Monday night, time for Monday Night Trivia. And we have a straggler from last week. Now, what that means is if we don't get an answer by the end of the night, I reveal it, because we'll never hold you over longer than a week. On average, this happens 3 times a day. That's right. Somewhere in the world, it happens 3 times a day. And only on 3, but on average, 3. 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't know my question, if you haven't been thinking about it all week and come to your senses with an answer, well, we've got bumper stumpers. And if none of those sound familiar, we've got a theme for the bumper stumpers, too. I worked on that earlier. I'm proud of it if I say so myself. So we'll see if you know any of those. And yes, all of them are artists who have had hit records, which is interesting for me, but maybe making it a little easier for you anyway. So those are the bumper stumpers. Now, the best part is when you don't care about the bumper stumpers and you don't have any idea what the question I'm working on is, then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit with that. That's right. I'm looking around because I must admit, you know, sometimes when you have too much time to get ready, which I did earlier today, so I picked out all my bumpers and researched them and all that kind of stuff, and then and then I started to do something completely else, and now I realize that in the process, I have lost all of the, oh, here it is, oh, thank God. I was going to say I've lost everything for Monday Night Trivia, but that's not true. It's all back together again, and that's right. You can have your own category, and we're going to prove that right now with Barry in New Hampshire. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right.
All right, well, good. Now,
would that straggler be not off during the night or day during the day?
That's interesting. No, it happens only 3 times anywhere at any time on Earth a day. Not to an individual. All right.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we'll get an answer. It's one of those things where I almost didn't ask this question because I thought it'll be gone right away, and it turned out it's not. So we'll see how it goes tonight. But you wanted 5x5, and I think you will shine.
Yeah.
So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
What is President John Kennedy's middle name?
Fitzgerald.
Yes. Which TV show's theme is titled "Suicide is Painless"?
MASH.
What is the name of the neighbor's pig on Green Acres?
Arnold.
Yes, okay. And what is the name of the telephone operator on the Andy Griffith Show?
Sarah.
Good enough. That's excellent. All right. Well, it's 4 out of 5. You just got 4, so you're a winner.
Oh, great.
Good deal. Well, thanks. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right, so that's the deal. Now, again, if you're just joining us, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them. Eventually, you get a certificate that's a lot of fun and something else you don't want. I will warn you that I've been cleaning out my 45 RPM, so you may get a record. The last time we did this, oh gosh, it's been about 25 years now. We gave away a lot of records. Could get albums, too, except they're more expensive to mail, so I don't know. But you get something for every win. And again, something you probably don't want, but you get a certificate for every win, and that is a lot of fun. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to get some answers, maybe. Scott is in Oak Lawn, so Scott, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. How about, come on, Scott, volcano eruptions?
No, that's a nice guess, though. I like it.
And, come on, I had a better one than that. I'm forgetting on it now.
Oh, no. Well, take your time. I can play
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes is good, too. That's not right either, though, but that's good. I like it.
Well, that's all I got for you.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 takes us to Cheryl, and Cheryl's in Elgin. Cheryl, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening, Raleigh. I have a couple of guesses.
Oh, good.
On your straggler.
I'm ready.
Meteorite actually gets through the atmosphere and hits the Earth.
We have a winner.
Wow.
That's exactly right. A meteorite falls to Earth. And by meteorite, it has to be at least 20 pounds to be counted, which is pretty damn heavy when it's, you know, soaring from God knows
no
where
kidding.
To Earth. Yeah. And
no kidding.
Once every 100 years, a meteorite, and they're still calling it a meteorite, falls at least 8 million pounds, 4,000 tons, falls to Earth.
Wow.
That doesn't seem right, but every 1,000...
That's amazing.
It is. That's every 100 years. Every 1,000 years, a 40,000-ton meteorite falls to Earth. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be standing in that particular location or even in that zip code.
No,
but
not at all, or anywhere nearby.
It's interesting. John and I actually saw a meteorite, and we were on I-81 in Virginia, and it was at night. And I'll never forget it because it looked like a baseball that was on fire. I mean, there were flames coming out of the back of it. And it probably was within 20 feet of the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Well, it was interesting because I thought, wow, if it really hits, maybe we'll see the ground erupt or something, but nothing. So that was our big event.
Nothing caught on fire. Yeah.
Absolutely not. And we were safe. So, but anyway, it was something to talk about.
That's good.
You are a winner.
Yay.
And again, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something, so hold on. Don't go away. All right.
We'll
confirm that
you,
address.
Raleigh.
Yeah, good deal. So it does happen. A meteorite falls to Earth 3 times a day of at least 20 pounds each. Yeah, you know, hurling through the atmosphere, that would be a stunner if you were the target. Okay, so we need another question. Well, I like these things that happen a lot. This happens almost 200,000 times a second. But 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. Happens 200,000 times a second. And 40 years ago, there was a total of 6 occurrences. What happens? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. I'll tell you what happens right now. You can get free priority mail shipping on the CC Pocket Radio. It's the one I carry in my purse. The CC Pocket Radio is one of the most popular pocket radios on the market today, and boy, I know why. For one thing, if you're hard on your toys like me, it's virtually indestructible. But more than that, it has unbeatable AM/FM reception with crisp, clear audio for its small size. In fact, nothing beats it for its size. And you can listen to it also with the included earbuds, and you will hear fidelity like never before. But even with the built-in speaker, it's pretty darn good. It's simple to operate. It's got 5 memory buttons to instantly tune to your favorite station, and it makes a great emergency radio because it does have a light to dial in the NOAA weather band with an alert. Very lightweight, very portable, easy to hold with rubber sides and a pocket clip. You can go online to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and you check out the CC Radio Pocket. I think you're going to like it. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, they do have the world's best customer service in the United States of America 24 hours a day, so call them. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. And they'll answer all your questions, and yes, you can order it online. And right now, free priority mail shipping, so you'll get it in time for Christmas if you're giving it as a gift. Probably want to gift yourselves, though, once you take a look at it. It's the CC Pocket Radio from the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you at ccradio.com on WGN Radio.
Looks like an organ grinder. is an organ, a rhyme and sing. Oh,
Papa shaking, and so do Ma.
And I see
Mama shaking, and so do Pa.
Uh-huh.
Papa shaking, and so do Ma.
A shaking to the grind of swing. Now you can do your own little dance. Stomp your feet or clap your hands. Because I know you're gonna love this rhythm king. With his organ, grind of swing. Oh,
Papa shaking, and so do Ma.
And I say,
Mama shaking, and so do Pa. Papa shaking, and so do Ma.
A shaking to the grind of swing. Now this little thing is
on radio. I'm Riley James. So who is that? 1964 on Constellation, a Chicago label, but clearly not a Chicago production. So who is that? And of course, you're not going to know what he has in common with everybody else because you haven't heard anybody else yet. But there's your first bumper stumper for the night. And maybe you know the artist. Yes, he's had hits. Of course he's had hits. All right. So let's see what we're doing here. My next trivia question was, and I think this will happen easily, but we'll see. This happens almost 200,000 times a second. Less than 40 years ago, there were only a total of 6 occurrences. What is it? All right, so Mike in Bridgeview, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley, how you doing?
All right, what do you think?
Good. Soon as I heard you say that, it hit me. Car wreck.
That's great. It's not right, but that's great. I think
as soon as I seen all that at once, I went, it's got to be car.
It's not. Oh. And I'll tell you, 40 years ago, there were an awful lot of car wrecks, so I don't think there was a total of 6.
Yeah, I guess not. But at the beginning, with that 20, I thought right away. So
nice guess.
I'll try it again.
I hope so. I'll wait for your call. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. So good to talk to Mike. Now, let's see. We have, I think it's Jula in Algonquin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
I called a while back. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Well, I like to request a song.
Okay.
It's Blackbird by the Beatles with Paul McCartney.
McCartney, yep, you betcha. All right, it'll be tomorrow night because tonight's trivia, but I will play it for you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so how about that? So let's see, what do we have? More bumper guesses? Yeah, we got time, well, a lot of time before the news. We have Bob in Master Control, and he takes good care of me. He doesn't give me an inch of leeway on anything, so I try to follow the clock somewhat. He also sends me the best links ever, so I almost sound like I'm prepared. I mean, to fully sound that way would be impossible, but this is as close as I come. So Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I think, was that Lee Dorsey you just played?
Yes, it was. Lee Dorsey, the organ grinder swing. Yes, yes, yes. You betcha. On Constellation.
I had not heard that song, but I sure recognized that voice.
Right, yes, produced by Marshall Seahorn, and I don't know how he made a deal with Abner to put it on Constellation, but that's what it came out on.
So, all right.
So, yes, you one down and only 10 to go. Very good.
I never can figure out the theme, although I try.
Well,
I think the one time I figured it out, somebody got in ahead of me with it.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Think about it. Maybe something will come as we play more of them, but I have a feeling you'll know the next couple also.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks.
So we'll add to Fran's stash. John will be adding to the list. As I say, when I changed a router out, and, you know, I thought about all the things that John uses, you know, because they'd have to reset them and all that. I forgot about the Wi-Fi radio. And so there it is sitting by him. And it is intuitive. The problem is you just have to have a little bit of time in both hands to enter the password because, of course, I never make that easy. Yes, that's right. I've never known a 72-character password that I don't like. So consequently, he'll be entering for a while he's screening your calls or during the news, I'll enter for him, and we'll see if I can do it. All right, so That's a deal. Now we've got other bumper stumpers, which are fine. And our question, this was another one. I've had it here on the list for a while, and I thought, nah, I'm not going to ask it. It's too easy. But we'll see. This happens almost 200,000 times a second. Less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. What is it? All right. We also have your category, because everybody is an expert at something, like Lisa in Dundee and the Andy Griffith Show. So, Lisa, I got to ask, what is it that caused you to know everything there is about the Andy Griffith TV show?
It's just my favorite, and I just watch it a lot, you know, when there's nothing else on, which is quite frequently.
Yeah, like all the time.
Like all the time. I just turn it on. But wow. I have to tell you, I did watch, I know you're not crazy about TV, but I watched a great documentary over the weekend about Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't realize, I mean, I know he wrote My Way, and I know he wrote the theme for The Tonight Show, but I didn't realize just how many other songs he wrote for other artists.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? That theme for The Tonight Show would have been enough. He could have retired right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's one of those wonderful things that you don't expect. And sort of like writing the perfect Christmas song.
Right.
And so, yeah, that keeps him forever. Yeah. Ottawa's
but
Own.
He wrote a famous song for Buddy Holly.
He wrote a ton of things, like you found out in the documentary.
Yeah, it don't matter anymore.
Right.
I think it's the
Which
one
is a wonderful song. Wrote. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was so young when he started. He was,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
15, I think he...
Absolutely. Yes. Like with Diana. I always say, I'm so young and you're so old. Yeah.
Yeah. That was his babysitter, right?
Yeah. So
I think so. Yeah.
So sure. That's
But yeah, it was really interesting. So if any of your listeners are interested in either him or you like documentaries, it's quite good.
Yeah, it is. And I haven't seen the documentary, but his breadth of compositions are one of those things that's really good. There are things that you'll absolutely hate, like Having My Baby. But
right.
But there are also things, I mean, I still think Put Your Head on My Shoulder is one of the best as far as teen, you know, ballads from the 50s. And
it's
sad because when they do the reissues, invariably on the CDs, it's a re-sing. It sounds alike, but his voice isn't that of a teenager. So you got to get the original 45 to hear him sound, you know, like he's still got acne. So
Right. And he was very big in, and still is, in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And when he was younger and he finished a concert, he couldn't walk, you know, the streets or anything in the big cities. They had to take him out in a box. And they show in the documentary him laying in this box.
Oh, damn.
And they had to take him out the back. And they also showed him now at 81 or whatever
he is.
Yes,
exactly.
Walking those same streets, and he's yelling,
here,
you know,
hang
Diana,
on a minute.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Don't go
you know?
Away. Don't go away. Stay where you are. It is news time right here on WGN Radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
I'm Raleigh James, and yes, she had a huge hit, and no, of course, that wasn't it. So who is it? 888-876-5593. All right, so we're talking with Lisa in Dundee, and we were talking about the Andy Griffith Show, and we were also talking about the Paul Anka documentary, which does sound interesting. So interesting life all the way around. All right, so, yeah, I bet you they didn't talk much about that second marriage, but...
They talked about his first wife, and then
he had
one or two after that, and then he had some woman with him now, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no...
He sounds great, though, still.
Oh, good.
Really, really good.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one, she was pretty feisty. She would call the cops all the time and claim he was domestically beating her and stuff. He wasn't, but anyway. It kept Thousand Oaks all a-Twitter. There was something to talk about in the neighborhood.
In any event,
we'll talk about Mayberry. Yes, good old Andy Griffith Show. What were the names of the so-called fun girls from Mount Pilot?
Oh, God.
Yeah, one of them used to call Barney Bernie, and the other
Bernie.
One,
oh, right? My God, yes.
And the other one thinks,
and the other one had such a deep voice.
And thinks Andy is just a doll.
Yeah, she always said, hi, doll, in a real deep voice.
Yeah.
The fun girls, oh, God.
I know, you're going to kick yourself when you hear this.
Yes.
And nothing is coming to mind, I tell you.
Nothing is coming to mind at all. Although I can see the girls.
Yeah. Here we go.
Daphne?
Yes, Daphne was one of them. Absolutely right.
Daphne?
Very good.
Okay, Daphne and...
you get half credit for that.
I get a half of 45.
That's right, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Daphne and, I can picture him talking.
Well, hell, for knowing Daphne, that's good enough for me. The other one was Skippy.
Oh, Skippy, yeah. Skippy was the deep-voiced one. Daphne was the one that always called him Bernie.
I think it's the other way around.
No, I don't think so.
Really? All right. Well, of course, then again,
I'm just reading, I suppose.
I'm just reading it from one of those sources. I wouldn't know.
Oh, I could be wrong for sure. Well,
and you could be right. Like I say, for all I know, they're talking about woolly mammoths. I just don't know. But that's what it says on the printed page. And you sure got Daphne, which is good enough for me. So hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right. Good
Raleigh.
Deal. Yeah. Daphne. All right. Very good. I have no idea. All right, so we put Lisa on hold, and Mike called back. He has more guesses. All right, Mike, what are your other guesses?
Yeah, you got me going crazy. I'm not even thinking about before. I'm thinking at 20,000 per second. How about babies?
No, it's 200,000 times a second.
I mean 200,000. Okay. Yeah.
Nope.
I said babies.
Not babies. Thank
God. All right,
God.
How about tickets?
Nope.
Police tickets?
Nope.
I'm going to keep on calling the rest of the night because that amount of money, I mean, all of a sudden, could happen in 1 second. So.
All right. Well, let me know. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, now again, the prices are utterly worthless. So you're doing this almost entirely for the fun of it. Alex is in Round Lake. How's it going tonight, Alex?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, real good. I promised you an easier question tonight. And I
hope so.
I've got one. You'll know it right away.
All right.
Cetology is the title of the 32nd chapter of what lengthy American novel?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Cetology, C-E-T-O-L-O-G-Y, Cetology. It's the title of the 32nd chapter. Yellow, operator. I thought this would be easier.
I know. No, spell it again.
C-E-T-O-L-O-G-Y.
Don't know.
Well, you don't know what cetology means is the problem, or else you absolutely would know.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure of it. The reason is that cetology is the study of whales, and the answer is Moby Dick.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, talk to you next week. I'll try to make it easier.
I If I'd have known that, maybe.
Yeah, right. Well, of course. That's why I didn't give you that half of it. All right.
Well, I get it. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Bye. Yeah, it's the title of the 32nd chapter. See, this is why I haven't read Moby Dick. If I'm up to chapter 32 and it says cetology, I'm like, no, we'll flip over all the cards. All right. Don is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Don?
Good. Hey, I'm so great. Cold. Nice to talk to you in the cold up here.
Good.
Yep. Cell phone tower connections.
Nope.
Something. Satellite data relay.
Nope.
Things.
Nope. I wouldn't. By the way, I wouldn't expect anyone to know that. But we're not going to be talking about relay servers or anything like that. I promise.
Well, you got to look at like what happened in 1985 or 86,
which
you know,
was nothing. Yes.
Well, there was only 40 things that happened back then.
Okay.
I think you said right.
No. It was a total. It was a total of 6 things, not 40 things. It was 40 years ago. It was 6 things. Six known instances.
Yeah.
Now, 200,000.
Is it some kind of electronic cash?
Nope.
A transaction? Okay.
Nope.
This is the number of times Charlie Rich's catalog is downloaded.
I guarantee that's wrong. But
well, I had to get some humor in there.
Well, there you go. All right.
Okay. Well, so, thank you. I give up on that one. Okay.
So these days we're talking about how expensive everything is. God knows it's a never-ending discussion. However, when we get to World War II and we get to planes, there's one that's the most expensive ever. And if we're talking about cost, $3 billion to develop this plane, what was it?
Oh, I love these questions, of course, like the fighter pilot, you know, the fighters and all those. They're so, I mean, I know them by heart, you know, but... You're clearly talking about the B-29 project.
Absolutely, the Super Fortress. Yes, yeah. $3 billion to develop. All right.
It went through, I believe, a big congressional committee, a Senate committee with Truman and you know, all kinds of overruns, and I believe.
For $3 billion,
like many other dramas.
Yeah, I'm sure for $3 billion it didn't come out of the petty cash coffers. So I'm sure somebody had to approve this somewhere. So, yes.
And I want to do a plug here. I got to do a plug for my dear grandpa. I'm choking up here, but he was a great, great grandpa. Grew up in Omaha. And Don from Beloit's grandpa, Jelen, he worked at the Martin plant there in Omaha, producing those on the line throughout the war. And later became electrical engineer extraordinaire and did electronic things with planes after the war and stuff like that.
Wow.
And then he worked for the electrification division of Department of Agriculture, going all over the world, putting electricity in places around the country and around the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting place. That was that Offutt at the Air Force Base, and the Glenn L. Martin bomber plant. Remember it well.
Right, it employed so many people in Iowa and Nebraska. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, O'Reilly, it's great talking to you. Have a great show.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address eventually. Okay. You get something. Don't go away. All right. So yes, it is the B-29, the Super Fortress. All right, so, you know, there's only so many questions that I can come up with as far as that goes. But I got to come up with something about MBTI for Naoto next right here, and there's plenty of room for you. We got another bumper stumper coming up. It'll be your third one. Nice song, too. And maybe you'll know the artist. Yes, he had a big hit. This won't be it. And yes, something absolutely in common with the other artists we've been playing. All coming up on WGN Radio.
Men, women, and children, that celebration. I hear the banker joking with the plumber. I see preacher
celebration. Peace, brother, we are bound. Our salvation. It don't matter, matter which color, black or white, we are all brothers. We'll give respect to each other.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? As I say, big hit, this wasn't it. Something in common with the other two things we played. Thanks to Fran, we've identified the first one as Lee Dorsey. That's as far as we've gotten. So those are the bumper stumpers, and yes, I have a question. And that question is, where was it? All right, here we are. This happens almost 200,000 times a second. But less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. What happens? All right, so we also have Naoto. Naoto, who has just moved across the country in Japan. So welcome back to WGN Radio. How are the new digs?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. And I just, visited a new hospital in the city.
Uh-huh.
Now, I got Yeah, okay.
Is it as humid, or how's the weather compared?
Well, humidity is about the same, I would say.
Okay. All right.
And temperature is way warmer,
Yeah, you went to warmer. That's interesting. All right. Well, I guess that'll be good for winter. You'll be able to ride your bicycle or your motorcycle anywhere you want.
Exactly.
All right. All right, so let's talk MBTI, and we'll talk MBTI and U.S. presidents. There's one dominant theme that engulfed Andrew Jackson, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Lyndon Johnson, and Donald Trump. What are they?
Well, I would say ESTPs.
Absolutely right. Extroverted sensing, thinking, perceiving. Yeah. You are 100% right. All right, as usual, I wouldn't expect
less. That was the biggest hint.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you much.
Good. Now it's interesting that that Barack Obama didn't fall into that. He was an ENTJ, so fairly close. And then you can think about it. Next time we'll ask you about Dwight Eisenhower and Jimmy Carter and George Bush. All right.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of them,
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Yeah,
so
thanks.
New address for Naoto, which you probably should email to me as well, so I have it. And Raleigh@raleigh.net. And Mike called back. More answers from Mike. All right, Mike. So what are we thinking?
Yeah, this is one more at this time that I'm going to quit. How about telephone calls?
Not telephone calls.
Damn. Excuse my language.
No, there.
All right, I'll try. I'll try later.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, 40 years ago, there were a lot of phone calls. Yeah, that's when we used to have to pay by the minute. Actually, that was starting to wane by then because MCI had come into being and all that. But prior to that, man, I was thinking about that the other night. If I had had all the money I sent to the phone company in the 50s and 60s and could have just invested it in some type of savings, or whatever, I'd be wealthy today, because it was always more than the rent, because it was usually $5 for the first 3 minutes and $1 for every minute after that or whatever. And I would know each month if it was going to be a problem, depending on how large the phone bill was. If it came in the normal, 5x8 package, it was your standard phone bill. But when they were 9x11, I knew. Just knew that I was in deep trouble. Yeah, but it is true. We don't think about it today, of course, because, A, nobody talks. That's why the phone companies give everybody, unlimited talk. Yeah, that's right, because people don't talk. Unlimited data, not always. A little harder to come by. But apart from not talking, it's virtually free. You can call anywhere. It's not going to cost you anything. Man, oh, man. If only. But no. Yeah. All right. So, originally you had to call the operator to make the long distance calls when I was first making them at ridiculous rates. And then you could place the call on your own. But I remember when the phone company credit cards, when I could bypass the operator entirely, and I thought that was so good. And now I think to myself, no, I'm crying for customer service. I just want a real person. Not going to happen. I assume they have operators somewhere. I don't know where they are. At one point, AT&T, and this was one point in the latter 60s, had over 1 million operators working full-time. Think about that, because I don't think they have one now. Well, it wouldn't be AT&T anyway, but regardless, when you think about a job category that just completely went away. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we will continue to have a good time and not worry about what's going on in the world at large. We have, eight more bumpers for our theme and eight more fine songs, if I say so myself, and I may be the only one saying. All of the artists had hits. These weren't the hits. And all of the artists have something in common. It's something that they all did. And we'll see if you can come up with that. And as far as, you know, it's so odd. I never know. Some of the questions I throw out, I think are going to go for days. And then it turns out, you know, third caller, we're done. And then others, I hesitate to ever throw out because I think, man, I'll get them in a minute. And that is the last two, actually. And the meteorite question lasted more than a week. This one, we'll see. Maybe it'll be gone tonight. It happens almost 200,000 times a second, but less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total known instances. So what is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, it's Monday Night Trivia, and that's what we do on Monday nights. We try to have a good time, and prizes are worthless. You're doing it for the fun of it. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you will. We're good at our word, but, you know, a lot's been going on the last couple of years, but we do have the list, and we have tons of tabloids and DVDs and CDs and, of course, those 45s. Yeah, right. But the certificates are fun. So there. And, yeah, if you think you're dying, you think I'm making this up. If you think you're dying, let John know so we can get you certificates quickly. We've done this for a few people who thought they wouldn't make it. We were lucky with Scotty because he got his package literally weeks before he died. So he got like 2 years worth of stuff, literally weeks. But and we still miss him. And Bob's gone now a while, too. Sad. I don't know what happened. We used to have a regular Monday night caller from, I think, Slidell, Covington, Louisiana, near the Slidell area, Covington, Louisiana, Tom. We have not heard a word from Tom. And we've tried to find him. And because obviously we've got his last name and his address at the time. And absolutely nothing. So I don't know. I fear when I lose track of one of you entirely, but that's what happened with Tom. So Tom, if by any odd chance you're out there, I mean, still on this side of the veil. Well, of course, if you're on the other side of the veil, that would make for a very interesting show. I'd even stop talking trivia. That's right. We'd have a lot more to say. But assuming that you're still in one of these zip codes, please let us know. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, on this Monday, December 8th, George Baker turned 81. Jerry Butler turned 86. Yeah. And Sammy Davis would have been 100. Amazing. Born in 1925. Dan Hartman, sadly, would have been 75. I say sadly because he died of a brain tumor at 43, and he was so good. Yeah, not for instant replay, though, that too. But, you know, he wrote Easy Street for the Edgar Winter Group. All right, all this and more coming up next hour right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Let me know when it's over.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, very, very nice version of that also by the Royalettes. But this was just wonderful. So who is she? And of course, what does she have in common with everyone else we're playing tonight? There's your bumper stumpers. Now, as far as your question, again, this happens almost 200,000 times a second. But less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. what happens? Marguerite wants to take a guess on that. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Marguerite?
I'm good, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. So what do you think?
Going online, turning on a computer, going online.
Ooh, that's a great guess. It's not right, but that is a great guess.
Texting?
Nope.
Creating an email or either answering an email?
Nope. But you're closer than anybody's been tonight in some ways. I always hate to give out clues because I tend to take people down the wrong path. But
right. It takes the fun out of guessing.
Well, it also sometimes leads you astray. That's what I worry about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, is the singer Nancy Wilson?
No, isn't that nice? I think she'd be impressed being compared to Nancy Wilson. Nope.
I know her, but I can't think of the name. I'll call back.
Okay, all I'm right. counting on it. Thanks.
If I can think of it.
Okay, good.
And thank you.
All right.
Good night.
So, yeah, absolutely, you know who it is. It's just bringing it to mind. All right. So it's easier for me, of course, because I see the answers all right in front of me. Let's see. Mike is in Winfield. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
So what do you think?
I think could be planets being discovered.
Oh, my God, no. 200,000 times a second. I don't think we have that many scientists.
Okay, well.
It's a nice guess, though. I like it. All right, thanks for trying. If you think of something else.
Can I guess of more?
Of course, you get up to six. Go for it.
All right, number two would be same-sex marriages.
No. Oh, God, that'd be a lot of them. No.
Okay. And my third would be, and final guess, is computers being turned on.
No. All right. But out of the three, your third guess was closer than the other two.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for trying. Call me back if you think of something else. All right.
Okay,
so good deal. Yeah. I don't think there, regardless of gender, I don't think there are 200,000 marriages a second anywhere. Yeah. This would portend a population size I don't even want to think about. So there's my question. When you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category and sky's the limit. And of course, everybody, I mean, absolutely everybody knows something about something. So pick a category and we'll come up with a question for you. In the meantime, I'll just prattle on as much as possible on Monday Night Trivia, because really, if I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them as well. But I can tell you what else was going on this day in history. Flip Wilson would have been 92 today. Yeah, hard to believe. In fact, it was interesting because it was Red Fox who was on The Tonight Show. And just making conversation, Johnny Carson said, "Who's the funniest comedian out there?" And this is 1965. And Fox said, "Flip Wilson." So Carson booked him. And then Ed Sullivan booked him. I loved Richard Pryor's line about him. He said to Flip Wilson, "You're the only performer I've ever seen who goes on stage and the audience hopes that you like them." All right. Sadly, died 64 years old. Been a long time now. November of 1998. So, yeah, that is. Joan Armatrading would be 70. Well, she is, as far as I know, 75 tomorrow, born in the British Leeward Islands in 1950. So yeah. That was the deal there. Frankie Beverly, yeah, would have been 79 yesterday, actually, born in Philadelphia in 1946. He was so good. And, of course, he was originally with the Blenders and the Butlers and some Northern Soul, real big songs there. Kenny Gamble recorded them as well. When the Butlers, Frankie Beverly and the Butlers, moved to Los Angeles, who do they run into but Marvin Gaye's sister-in-law, who hears them and, in fact, says to her brother, "These guys are good." So he hires them for his opening act. And he was the one who suggested they call the group Maze. Sadly, Frankie died about a year and 4 months ago now, about September of 2024, and never been any case announced that I've seen. And then also Shirley Brickley would have been 81 today. Yeah, do the 81. Of course, she was from the Orlons, and just a horrible story there. 1977, she was 32 years old. She went to her door in Northeast Philadelphia, opened the door, and was shot to death by an intruder. Never caught. Sadly, of the other Orlons, Rosetta Hightower died in 2024. She was 70. Marlena Davis, who had filled in for Shirley, died in 1993. Only 48 years old, lung cancer. And then long-running Stephen Caldwell, my favorite, the frog voice. Yeah, would have been 83 this week, but sadly died last month. All right, so 888-876-5593. Scott is in Oak Lawn. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, I'm back again.
Okay.
Trivia question.
Yes.
How about people clicking on porn on their computer?
Oh, my God, no, it's not. You know, I don't know how many people are doing that. I don't think we have records. We know so little about the dark web.
I got rid of my computer, so it ain't me.
Wow.
And to make you laugh, the other one could possibly, as a joke, politicians lying.
Oh, I'm sure that's more than 200,000 times a second. Yeah, if their lips are moving, yeah, you betcha.
Yep.
All right.
Have a nice evening, young lady.
You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think we have any real statistics about what happens on the dark web. And by the way, if you don't know for some reason, the only reason the dark web is called that is because the websites don't show up in search engines. And so they're dark to the rest of the world, as it were. But there's nothing dark about them. If you know the URLs and you know how to navigate, you can see everything that's there. Though you might not want to. There's a lot of nefarious stuff on sites where they don't want to be discovered, to say the least. And because of all that, like I say, we don't have legit statistics. We can only guess. So 888-876-5593. Got another bumper stumper coming up. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Yeah, and what's the deal with him? What does he have in common with every other artist we've been playing tonight? All right, so we're talking hits here. I tell you what, hits. All right, so Gary in Austin recognizes a bumper. So, Gary, what'd you hear?
I think I heard Joe Simon a few minutes ago.
You absolutely did, doing Win on Soundstage 7, a flip side in 1970. You are a winner.
Yeah, that's... All right. I have a quick Paul Anka story to tell.
Oh, let's hear it.
Many years ago on KLBJ FM, they had him on their morning show. They were going to mess with him a little bit. And they wound up just chuckling through the whole thing. And he was having fun. They were having fun. And they wound up doing two segments with him instead of one. You know, they all had a good time, and they were all kind of amazed that he didn't get upset with them. But he was, you know, he was
good.
He had a good sense of humor about himself, and it was kind of interesting to hear that.
Excellent. Yeah, so he won them over.
Like
well,
that.
good. All right. So I had picked out a fine radio question for you, but since you got your bumper stumper, we'll save it for next week.
Okay, and a quick thing about Tom. He might have been a ham radio operator, so you might be able to put his name in some site where you can find ham call signs and
that's
see.
An interesting idea.
I think he might. I think I remember hearing him saying he was a ham or something.
Yeah. So. Of course, if something happened to him, we might not see that reflected in the database.
Yes. I know QST used to put in silent keys.
Yeah.
So somebody would know about it.
Right. But somebody would have had somebody would have had to notify.
Notified somebody.
Right. I just looked at all the obits and stuff. I've been doing that periodically. But, you know, of all the times he's talked to us, I don't remember him referencing anybody in his life or family members or whatever who were alive. Yeah. So,
we were thinking about that he might be alone, you know, completely alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that case, you know, God only knows. But that's a good idea about ham radio. I will I'll look for his name and address and look at the database.
Yeah, because, you know, he might have some ham friends or somebody
right.
in ham world that would notify them.
Right.
But all right, well.
Thanks for that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, what I'm doing right now is going online as we speak. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All
thanks.
Right. Hopefully
appreciate
you'll
it.
Find out something. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate all right. It. Yeah, always dangerous. I shouldn't do that. I should realize I'm talking to you and do that instead. Yeah, far too often I forget I'm on the radio. All right, so, well, things happen. All right, Jimmy P. on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Good. I got a couple bumper guesses. Was that Little Lester Phillips on one of them?
Yes, absolutely, it was.
And was that Roy Hamilton by any chance?
Nope.
On the other?
No, Roy Hamilton. But no, Esther Phillips, you betcha. Let me know when it's over.
And yeah. That had the last song you sang had to be Louis Prima.
It wasn't.
Wasn't?
It wasn't.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised. I would have thought you would have come up with this guy even before Louis Prima.
I have to think of it. I was locked on Louis Prima.
Ah.
I got six-pack.
All right. I'm ready.
All right, number one, you mentioned Scotty, and I thought of the Dandeliers right away. So number one would be your boy, Little Man by the Dandeliers.
Of course.
And how about So Very Hard to Go by Tower of Power?
Okay.
Diamonds and Pearls by the Paragons.
Right.
Down by the Ocean by the Exceptions.
Yeah.
Old Starlight by the Quins.
All right.
Let's see. How many is that?
That's five. We got one more.
How about one more for Scotty? How about Red Hot's French Fries and Chili Mac by the Moroccos?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you betcha.
So that wasn't Louis Prima.
No,
man.
No, I'm really surprised. And this guy had a big hit that you know. So
well, I'll ponder it some more.
Okay. Okay.
All right, thanks for taking everything.
All right, well,
six-pack.
Well, hang on.
I'm always listening.
And hang on.
And tell that girl about Paul Anka. My wife and I saw him in Vegas in the early 80s.
Ah.
He said, my wife is a beautiful girl. He saw us, sat down next to us.
Oh.
Of course, he saw my wife first, I guess. Took pictures, and he was very amiable. Really nice guy. Put on a good show in Vegas, so I got nothing bad to say about him.
That's
a good guy.
All right, well, hang on. I want to confirm your address because you knew your Esther Phillips, so don't go away. All right, so that is the deal. Yeah, and we'll get Jimmy P's six-pack probably tomorrow night. And, of course, I'll like playing all of them. All right, so we're going to do a 5x5, don't you know, with Billy Bob in Bourbon A. But Mike called back and has yet more answers. All right, more answers, Mike?
Yeah. I got one more again. I'm going to say, how about TV signals?
No.
I quit.
Okay. Well, if you think of something else, if there's new life in you yet, call back. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Good deal. Yes. You just never know. All right. Let's get some more guesses in here, if I can, before the news, which is coming up in seconds, really. Greg, who is always taking me along for the ride. I'm driving to Skokie. All right, Greg, thanks for taking me. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks for taking me. I'm going to guess text messaging?
Nope. What else?
Oh, darn it. That's all I got.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back, and thanks. I'm enjoying the ride. All right. Good deal.
Thanks, bye.
That's right. I'm riding in spirit. That's for sure. I can't drive quite as much as I used to, so I just love to ride. All right. So although I do my best, I just can't get on the interstates, which makes it really hard to drive across the country, but possible. All right, so we'll get to Billy Bob and Bourbon A. We'll get to Kimberly and Dalton. We'll get to you two coming up next half hour right here on WGN Radio.
There was a little girl I had planned to marry. This was my love. I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would she said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. I had me a girl, and yes, I really loved her. If you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Drop the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Now, Lord,
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. He wrote it, but he didn't have the first recording of it. It actually was a hit for Steve Alamo. But who is this? And yeah, plenty of hits to his credit, though, including writing and recording. And of course, what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing him? So there's your bumper stumpers, and that's theme. And then we have our question, which is, this happens about 200,000 times a second. But less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total instances. What is it? All right, so 888-876-5593. I believe we're going to play a little 5x5 with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. So, Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio. About 70th caller, is it?
I got it. Bingo.
All right.
How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Could I get one request in before I get my quiz?
I don't see why not. What is it you want to hear?
I want, like, the Delbert McClinton's The Bright Side of the Road.
All right.
Okay, ready to fire away.
All righty then. Which famous chef said bam?
Oh, Emeril.
Yes, yes. Good enough. Emeril Lagasse, yes.
Lagasse.
In the cartoon Tom and Jerry, which one was the cat and which one was the mouse?
I'll say Jerry was the mouse.
You're absolutely right. What article of clothing did Larry King make famous?
A bow tie.
No, suspenders.
Well, that's right.
All right. What was the name of the hurricane that hit New Orleans in 2005?
Oh, boy. How about Katrina?
Of course. And one more. I got to get this one right, of course. Okay. What is the name of the paste served at a Hawaiian luau?
Poi?
Yes, absolutely right. Really good. All right, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right.
Have a good,
good
evening.
Deal. Absolutely good deal. Yes, poi, as in K-P-O-I, the poi boys. All right, it's a long story. All right, now let's see what we got here. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good, well, I guess it's still evening.
It is, absolutely true.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to do charts, are we?
This week, 1972.
All right, so let me get the 70s out here. All right. Who says I don't get my exercise on this show? All right, so let's see. 72, here we are. And that would be the week of December the... Come on, I can do this. December the... Well, I guess the closest would be... Well, here it is. December the 9th, good enough. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Number one.
Yep.
I Am Woman.
Ellen Reddy.
Number two, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
The Temptations.
Number three, If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yes. Number four, I Can See Clearly Now.
Johnny Nash.
Number five, You Ought to Be With Me.
Could I hear it?
Oh, I was afraid of that. Yes. Think Memphis. All right. That's about all I can tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I can find that here. All right. I'm sure I've got it. Let's see. Well, it would help if I could spell. All right. All right. Let's see. Here we are. So it's really worse when I entered these if I spelled it wrong on the label, but that is really hard. But here we go. Here we are. And you'll recognize it instantly. Well, I hope anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Al Green.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah, you betcha. That High Records production. Yes, indeed. Al Grits Green. Yes. Number six.
Oh, where does the grits come from?
Oh, one of his girlfriends got in a fight, and he was taking a bath, and she poured a boiling hot pan of hot grits on him, and he got some third-degree burns. And ever since then, we called him Al Grits Green. Yeah, it was quite the incident. All right, I mean, believe me, it wasn't.
Boy, I'll bet it was.
Yeah, it wasn't on the marquees or anything, but he became Al Grits Green forever after that. All right, so number six, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul.
Yes, number seven.
Philadelphia Soul.
That's right, Gamble and Huff. And number seven, It Never Rains in Southern California.
Albert Hammond.
Yep. And number eight would be Ventura Highway.
America.
Number nine, Claire.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I'm afraid so. And number 10, I'm Stone in Love with You.
Could you play it?
On Avco. How many groups can you name on Avco? Yeah. Probably none, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let me all right, so let me see if I can find that here.
Stone in Love with
Yes.
You. I'm sure I know this.
I'm sure you do too. All right. This would be it. Oh, wait, I'm still playing Al Green. That's not good. Here we go. Let's try it again for you.
Well, Stylistics.
Absolutely right, the Stylistics. Okay, so you got the top 10. We'll see how far you go, but there's no more audio involved. You ready?
Okay.
Number 11, Summer Breeze.
Heels and Cross.
Number 12, Funny Face. Ugh.
Donna Fargo.
Number 13, Something's Wrong with Me. Oh, God. Yeah, Nashville guy. He did have hits later, big ones, but before that in the 60s, he had a wonderful hit that I used to love, Mary and Me, that nobody else played.
No, I can hear the song playing in my mind, but the name slips my mind.
Austin Roberts.
Yeah. Austin Roberts.
Well,
okay.
He still did very well. I'm impressed. Good deal. We'll talk to you soon. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right, okay.
So there we have it. Yes. All right. So now let's put Mark on hold, confirm that address, get some bumper guesses. We will in a moment from David and Muskegon. But Kimberly and Dalton's been hanging on, and I'm not sure what she's guessing on. So Kimberly, baby night. What's going on, Kimberly?
Well, it's baby night. My daughter's in labor in New York right now. So.
Oh, my God. You know, at first I was looking at this thing. I wonder what trivia that is. And just as I was picking up the phone, I thought, no, I know exactly what this is. All right. So what? How long?
So my mom's not been feeling well, but she'll probably call you tomorrow night and tell you what's what, because it's not born yet. She's in labor.
Oh, yeah. So. How long has she been in labor?
Since 1 o'clock today.
Oh, it's a long time.
They had to start it because he's a little late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, we'll know tomorrow all the details.
Wow. Well, this is really exciting, and I'm sure exciting for your mom, too.
Oh, yeah. She's just waiting to see her great-grandson born. Yeah, that's
with you. I'm worried about that from the standpoint of once she sees this, I don't want her to leave us.
Oh, no, no, no. We're going to doctors and everything. She'll be all right.
She's got to... You know what I mean?
And they'll be here in January. Yeah, she's listening to the radio, too, now. So
okay, yeah, well, then she's got to hang in there, got to get well beyond this birth. I want to hear all about it tomorrow. Thank you.
Yes. And the only thing I didn't catch if you had said something when people were trying to guess who sounded like Louis Prima, because I thought that, too. Did you say who it was?
No, I haven't, and I guess nobody's going to guess it, so I'll tell you.
I was going to say, I don't know. I got one or two guesses, but...
What are your guesses?
At the end of it, it wasn't him. He had a way to do a lot of things with his voice. Would it possibly be Bobby Darin?
No. Who else are you thinking of? No. Who else are you thinking
of? Well,
then
I was going to go the other way. Like, I didn't hear him sing much besides Ella, but Louis Jordan.
I love Louis Jordan, but no. No. All right. Nobody's going to get it. Wynonie Harris.
Oh, I saw that name somewhere just recently, and I thought it was a girl.
No, Wynonie is not a girl. And he was great. So I figured everybody would have known that. But, you know, you just never know what comes up.
I had looked up different old singers, and that was a name I saw, but I didn't know it was a man.
Yeah, no, he had a version of Drinking Wine Spodeody, but he had other stuff. Good Rockin' Tonight was huge. I heard the news, there's Good Rockin' Tonight. That's what this sounded like. So you might know him from that, or you might, from All She Wants to Do Is Rock, which also was big by him.
Hold back the dawn. Stop all the clocks. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long.
Yeah, so that was Wynonie Harris.
I'll have to look up his music because, no, I don't know those. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, yeah, you'll check him out. But I can't wait to hear from you tomorrow night. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so this is exciting. Exciting stuff. Can't wait to hear tomorrow night. So let's see. We're going to get some guesses, though. So, yeah, Wynonie Harris. I could have played Good Morning Judge. I almost did. But I thought I'd go with something more familiar. And actually, the thing I played dives right into the theme, which is why I played it. And if you're saying, well, what is it you played? No, we're not going to go back there. You just have to remember. All right. So we'll hear from Stan in Dearborn and David in Muskegon and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
I want to know, and then just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with
hold
you.
Hold me tight, never let me go.
Thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be, hiding lovers just the same as will be when you make me tell you I love you.
I love you.
Yes, they keep telling me be sensible with your new love. Well, this won't be the last you'll find, but they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, oh, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and you absolutely know who this is. I know you know the song. And you probably know the group as well, so you should anyway. 888-876-5593. I bet you Stan in Dearborn knows. So, Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Yeah, that's one of my favorite groups, Sunny Till and the Orioles.
Absolutely.
And they did that, what, back around 1953 or so?
Yep, 53 on Jubilee.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to guess Wynonna Harris, but I think someone got it while I was on.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll give you credit for that. But yes, yes, I revealed it because I didn't think anybody would call in and guess it. But yes, Wynonna Harris, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm still working on a theme, though. You kind of threw me off the theme.
Ooh,
with your hint.
Well, good. I can't wait to hear what you think the theme may be.
Well, I was thinking that these artists had other... They all had other occupations or other jobs or other...
That's nice. Nope. Nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm still working on the theme, though.
Well, I'm counting on it, but hang on, you're a winner as usual. Don't go away.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
So you betcha. All right, so that's good. Wynonna Harris, of course, and everybody else, and the Orioles. Yeah, what a wonderful record by the Orioles. And let's see, David in Muskegon heard some bumpers he knows, so we'll find out what they were. So, David, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear you know?
Yeah, what I heard I know is Arthur Alexander, Every Day I Have to
yes.
Cry Some.
Yes.
And speaking of that, he wrote the original of Anna, which was done by the Beatles.
Of course he did. And it's the flip side that's actually a better record. But what's interesting about Every Day I Have to Cry is, of course, that when he wrote it, he didn't record it initially. Steve Alamo had the hit, but virtually everybody recorded that, from the Gentrys to Valentine's to Lattimore Brown to Dusty Springfield. Everybody recorded that. And later in the 70s, finally, Joe Stampley recorded. Finally, he went ahead and recorded it himself in the 70s.
Yes, 1975, I believe it was.
So that's
You know, speaking of that, you know, there's an anniversary today, and that's 45 years ago John Lennon was killed.
There you go. Okay, well, wasn't one I was celebrating or mentioning or even noticing, but that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. It really was
of course.
A shame. They, in fact, he was living at the Dakota.
Yes. No, so everybody knows about this. It was on the news ad nauseum.
Oh, yes. It was. It was on the news.
No need to review
really
it.
Big time.
Yep, no need to review it.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand, Raleigh.
Right.
Yes, and also, speaking of things, I was taking a stand here. Did you know that Doug Podell in Detroit was retired from broadcasting?
How about that?
Yes, he has been doing radio for over 50 years in Detroit radio.
All right. Yeah, 50 years on the air, and I think his little goodbye was on YouTube a while ago, so you can see that. And of course, radio's best friend Art Volo videotaped it, so you gotta see that. But yeah, it was in the Detroit Free Press, I think, in November that the day was coming.
Oh, okay, because I can't see to read the paper.
Yeah.
I'm totally blind.
Yep, the Doc of Rock. Retired from Wheels.
Yes, the Doc of Rock is right. I remember him from W4 and WABX.
Of course.
Before WLLZ.
Of course.
And then,
absolutely. Fine AOR stations when you like that kind of music. What I don't know, and I've got my monitor up, is whether I'm supposed to take a commercial break or if I take to the top of the hour. So Bob will tell me, and I'll listen for that. I go to the top of the hour. All right, so we got a couple more minutes. For AOR fans, he was well-known for 50 years. And so, in fact, I guess he started in 75 at ABX and then W4. A friend of mine managed that. And then he went to Minneapolis for a while. He was at KQRS. And so,
KQRS.
Yeah, for a while. And then he was in Cleveland for a little while at NCX.
Yes.
And then I think he was on Riff. In fact, it was probably when Howard Stern came to Riff, WRIF, and they had the Drew and Mike show and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I know.
Yes, he's the one that brought that, put that together, the Drew and Mike show.
Yep, absolutely. And then he was, I used to be radio editor for Billboard, so I know these changes. He was on DRQ even for a while and CSX. So yeah, he was around.
Now, was he on WDRQ when it was top 40?
93.1 DRQ. I'm trying to think if they were top 40 at the time. I would assume, but I don't know. And, you know, he did that syndicated show for Westwood One, that live in concert thing.
Yes, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, right. So good for him. How nice to be able, it's 50 years in radio, not all 50 years in Detroit, but even so, back in Detroit now and retiring, and God wish him the best. I think it's terrific.
Yes, I do too, because he was telling stories, and he had on people that he worked with in Detroit as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, for fans of that format, it would be hard to believe even any of the artists wouldn't know who Doug Podell was, every last one of them, and I'm sure he has a ton of archives, and hopefully he will enjoy every minute of his retirement. And you have ended the hour. We will talk to you soon.
Okay, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Yeah, nice when you can do that, when you can call your own shots. Like I say, he left for a while. He was, Twin Cities in Detroit and Cleveland, but mostly a Detroit boy, and clearly a legend in rock radio. And I think iHeart owns the station now. So hopefully he went out of his own choosing when the Doc of Rock wanted to, and best of luck to Doug. All right, so we'll talk to Ralph in Rockford and YouTube coming up on WGN Radio. Those songs, I say thank God for CDs, because this was in the vaults. It was recorded and never released for years until they ran out of stuff by her to release and shoved it on a CD. And I thought, that is just terrific. All right, so who is she? 888-876-5593. And what does she have in common with everybody we've been playing tonight? All the artists do the same thing. What thing was that? All right, so there. Now, we got my question. Let me find it here again. And then, of course, if you don't know the bumpers or the theme and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. This happens almost 200,000 times a second, but less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. What is it? All right, so there's your question. And I believe that we're going to do charts, and I believe we're going to do that with Ralph. So, Ralph, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
This is Ralph. Well, thank you. Right now, I'm feeling a lot better because you're doing a longer show.
Ah, yeah. Yep. No sports this week or next week.
No, great. Okay. Well, if Albert Einstein would be asked to explain relativity, he would probably say, when you listen to Rush Limbaugh, 1 second will be to you like 1 hour. But when you listen to the Rally James show, 3 hours will be like 3 seconds, and that's relativity.
There's a good way to explain it. I like it. But I'll tell you, I think if Rush were still with us, he'd be in his element right now. He'd be having a hell of a time.
He'd be rotating every day.
Yeah, that's it. So he's on the other side checking it all out, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it seems to me that's a lot of things to check out. And, whoever checks it out would be a genius to me.
All right. So we're going to do charts. We're going to take the Wayback Machine. January of 1962?
Right. 62, that's the... But before that, I only have two questions, quick questions.
Okay.
One is, who wrote the melody to Johnny Carson's Tonight Show?
Oh, well, that was Paul Anka, of course. That's why he got all that money.
Yeah, okay, I knew. Mm. I know you would know that because Paul Anka was a little bit mentioned.
Everybody knows he did that. I mean, that was his retirement, let's face it. Even if he never did anything else, he'd have made enough money for life.
Well, okay, well, I've always been a big fan of Paul Anka. I think he was wonderful, and Paul Anka was his adopted name. I am very sure he was one of those highly talented Italian composers.
No. Paul Anka was definitely not Italian by any means. No, he was Lebanese, Syrian and Lebanese. He was born in Canada, you know, up in Ottawa.
Yeah, Canada,
but
I know.
He was from mostly Lebanese descent. They were Lebanese Christians. And so it was tough. His father came to Canada from Damascus, and his mother was in Syria. His mother was an immigrant from Lebanon, but his mom died when he was a teenager.
Came. That's why the song Diana came.
Yeah, well,
from.
Diana was the babysitter, but
for him.
Yeah, but he did a number of things that obviously were huge, made a lot of money. So good for him.
He was very talented. He is,
and still is, still alive. And of course, you know, doing My Way for Frank Sinatra, that's been recorded by half a dozen people. So, you know, a lot of money in that. There will be no need to do any benefits for Paul Anka. He'll do well for life.
Okay, I'm sure, but I mean, I still think he's a great artist.
Of course,
he's a great artist, and I would never. I just didn't understand this. Hit what he made was Having My Baby.
Oh, I know that's 70s crap. You know, my favorite thing, it's so funny, when the Bossa Nova thing came out, every artist was expected to do stuff, and he did not want to. He fought doing Esso Besso, but it's one of my favorite little records. I thought Esso Besso was a great song, so even though he didn't like it, I did.
Well, believe it or not, but Esso Besso is one of my favorites.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, exactly. Well, he didn't want to do it, I'll tell you that.
That was too bad because Esso Besso was a big hit for, you know.
Well, it was a reasonable hit for him, yes. Not one of his biggest, but it was a reasonable hit for him. And, I thought it was terrific, but it was all that time when they were all forced to do the Bossa Nova stuff. And, he did not want to do that. But he actually, I think there's a clip on YouTube of him doing it on the Ed Sullivan Show. So,
Well, it was one of my favorite songs of Elvis was also Bossa Nova Baby.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, I would agree with that as far as Elvis stuff,
Oh, it was great. Okay, and then I have another question here. I didn't quite understand what... Jerry Butler has been 86, or is he going to be 86?
Well, let me pull that. I think that he turned 86 today, but let me look.
It came, believe it or not, but it came over the radio that he died here a few months ago.
Jerry Butler?
Yeah, that's what came over the radio now. I don't know how or if it's, is it confirmed or not, but I just... It came over, I think, even a Chicago radio station that Jerry Butler had passed away, but I hope
he did. No, he did. You see, that's why I needed Carol. She used to keep me honest on this. He died. He was 85. He died back in February. Yeah. Oh, my good God. Yeah. Did not know that. And like I say, Carol used to keep me honest. I know nothing otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
And 85, and it was, Parkinson's. But
Jerry Butler, he was with the early Impressions.
Of course he was. Yeah, obviously. He and Curtis lived at Cabrini Green, so of course.
Cabrini Green. Yeah. Okay, that has a little reputation, but it's good. I think he became involved in Chicago politics.
Of course he was an alderman, of course.
Parliament, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I should have paid more attention to that. But yeah, no longer with us. And yeah, he was a commissioner for Cook County.
Yeah. So, I like his duet with Betty Everett's "Let It Be."
Oh well, sure. But my favorite by far, Jerry Butler, was Mr. Dream Merchant.
Oh, yeah, and the other one, Only the Strong Survive.
Well, that was a big record for him, but no, Mr. Dream Merchant was the one that did it for me. And also, Rainbow Valley. A lot of people don't remember Rainbow Valley, and that I thought was a great song as far as that goes. There were a number of things, actually, and of course, He Will Break Your Heart was a killer record.
Oh, yeah, that was about the time when Lou Rawls came out with Natural Man.
Yeah, which, didn't do it for me the same way that Mr. Dream Merchant did, that's for sure.
No,
but yeah.
I understand that, yeah.
All right, so we're going to do 1962, January. Let's do the week.
January was, okay. I thought that for me, that was a good year in 62.
Okay.
I was learning the twist, and I was dancing it.
Well, and that was the number one record, sadly, not by the guy who wrote it, but the twist was number one by...
Chubby Checker.
Yep, number two, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, I think that's an old African...
Well, you're right, but the group that had
it. Token.
Yep. Number three, Peppermint Twist.
Oh, he was a great guy, Joey D and the Starlighters.
Number four, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh, that was our all-American boy, Elvis.
Number five, I Know.
Oh, I Know, oh boy.
Yeah, I Know, You Don't Want Me No More, No More, No, No More, and I...
Oh, yeah, that was Barbara George.
Yeah. Barbara George is right, yes, on AFO. Number six, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Oh, that's an easy one. That was a big composer, Nils Sedaka.
Right.
He wrote the number one hit, "Love Will Keep Us Together."
Well, he wrote so many things. Number seven, Walk On By, and we're not talking about the Dionne Warwick song later, obviously.
No, I know. Well, that was, believe it or not, that was one of my favorite songs. Don't Walk On By, Wait on the Corner.
Right,
and that was Leroy Van Dyke.
Yep, on Mercury, yes. And number eight, Run to Him.
Oh, Run to Him. Boy, that was, I have to think about
was on,
that one.
Was on Liberty.
On Liberty.
Yeah,
okay.
that should give it to you.
Yeah, well, I'm Run to Him.
Yeah, and
Bobby. That was Bobby V.
Right. Snuff Garrett produced that, which is why it was so good. Yeah. If you found another guy satisfies you more than I, run to him. I'll step aside.
Yeah,
all right.
Him,
so number nine,
Bobby V.
Unchain My Heart.
Oh, that was that's easy. That's, of course, Ray Charles.
And number 10, When the Boy in Your Arms.
Oh, that's easy, too. That's She Passed Away This Year or Last Year, Connie Francis.
Right. You made the top 10. We'll see how far you go. You ready?
Oh, boy. I promise you not to go too far.
Well, you'll get number 11, I'm sure. Goodbye, Cruel World.
Oh, that was Goodbye, Cruel World. I'm going
to
join
the circus. Off to join the circus. Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Gonna be a broken-hearted clown. Shoot me out of a cannon, I don't care. Let those people point at me and stare. I'll tell the world. Okay, yeah. So what?
Oh, yeah, that was on...
Cole Picks.
James Darren.
Yes, absolutely, James Darren on Cole Picks. Number 12, When I Fall in Love. Ugh.
Oh, boy, When I Fall in Love.
On Capitol.
Yeah, just a minute, I got a When I Fall in Love. That was the Letterman.
Yep. Number 13, Please, Mr. Postman.
Oh, that was well known for the Marvelettes.
Yep. Motown's first number one record on Tamla. Number 14, Let There Be Drums.
Oh, that was Sandy Nelson.
Yeah. Number 15, Revenge. It's a little harder.
Revenge.
That's a little harder.
Yeah, that is. Revenge, I've... I can't remember that.
Yeah,
that's
a little harder. Let's see if I can play this for you.
You'll
get it as soon as you hear.
Well, I hope so. I'm not so sure.
I'm pretty sure he's recognizable. Here you go.
You keep looking at me while you dance in another's arms, and you pretend to be so enchanted with all his charms.
Oh, you'll kick yourself. It's Brooke Benton.
Oh, Brooke Benton. Oh, yep. Okay. Well, I didn't realize that he had it in February of 62.
Oh, sure. He had all sorts of things. But it wasn't a big hit. But anyway, it was a top 20 record. All right. Well, you did very well, Ralph. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so...
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you have a little time sometimes, I would like to know your Christmas program I can listen.
I'm afraid they're going to preempt me for Christmas. I hope not, but usually they do. But otherwise, we'll be on, and we'll definitely be on New Year's Eve and New Year's night. But I'm not sure about Christmas.
Okay.
Last year, I got preempted. So we'll see. But either way, we'll be on around it. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. And, of course, we're live every night this week, well, Monday through Thursday, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and there are no interruptions. Now, let me see. The following week after that is Christmas, and on the 22nd, Monday night, it's a full show. The 23rd, Tuesday, we'll be on. Probably halfway through the show we'll be on. Then we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I hope I'm on, but last year I wasn't, so I probably am not this year. The 29th we will be on. We'll be an hour late on the 30th. New Year's Eve will be a regular show. We will bring in the New Year together on the 31st, and New Year's Day on Thursday the 1st, we will also, we'll be preempted by an hour. All right, so that's the monthly schedule. So for the most part, you got me. Now, whether or not you want me, that's another subject, but you got me, and certainly full shows this week and next week. So that's the schedule. We will get to Karen in Madison, and I don't remember if I have to do something or not. I'll just assume I do, and get another bumper stumper ready for you on WGN Radio.
I want to hold you in my arms till you say, turn you loose. I want to do little things for you till you say, it ain't no use. I want to wake you every morning with a good morning kiss. I want to kiss you to sleep the same way, cause I know you like this. I want to do everything for you, cause that's all that a man can do when he loves a woman like I love you.
And I love you,
love you.
Ooh, I love you.
I want to say sweet things to you till you say, I've said enough. I want to stand right by your side when the going gets tough. I want to mend your broken heart till you say, the hurt is gone. I want to stay with you always so that you won't be alone. I want to do all that a man can do when he loves a woman like I love you.
And I love you,
love you,
love you,
love you,
love you.
Ooh, I love you. I want to work for you every day till you say,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. What a fine song all the way around. Who is he? You should know. And what's the connection? Of course, at the, actually, no, I was going to say the end of the night, the next half hour, I'll reveal it all. If you do not get my question, that will stay until next week. And that'll be the straggler. This happens almost 200,000 times a second, but less than 40 years ago, there were only a total of 6 occurrences. What is it? That's where we will pick it up with Karen in Madison and Peter in Sauk Village, and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
You think I love you for just one thing? Do you, my love? This may be the way that it seems. But I love the way
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, and what does he, who was singing, by the way, with David Porter, but we're not counting that. nonetheless, what did he have in common with everybody else who we've been playing tonight? So there's your questions, and we've got a number of things happening here. Karen in Madison's been hanging on. I think she wants to do 5x5. So Karen, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Can't complain. We're going to do 5x5, are we?
Yes. Can I just ask, is Nate Oder called in?
Yes.
Well, is he okay? Because there was an earthquake there.
He didn't mention it. He must be fine. We talked about where he moved. And he's.
Well, I guess
so. Yeah,
he's okay.
I guess, yeah. Didn't know that. I'll quiz him next week on said earthquake.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, 5x5. I can't figure out what your question means, so I'll try this. We'll see.
All right. All right.
Ready?
Yes. Who is the nemesis of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Can I ask what nemesis means?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah. I know, I think it's because I'm losing my memory.
Yeah,
no.
Your arch enemy would be a nemesis. Your long-standing rival would be a nemesis. You know, the bad guy.
What's the question?
All right. When we're talking about the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, who was the nemesis? Who was the bad guy?
I don't know those names, but I'll pick one. Jason?
Nope, Freddy Krueger. All right.
Okay, Jason must be somebody else.
Yeah. In literature, what is the scarlet letter?
What? It's a book?
Well, no, but what is it? What is the scarlet letter? Which letter is the scarlet letter?
The one that's colored scarlet. I guess I don't know it.
Oh, well, it's...
I know all about scarlet letter.
All right, well, the scarlet letter was A for adultery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well...
I didn't read it. I pretended to read it.
Well, now you know, yes. A for
everybody
adultery.
Everybody went to college but me.
Well, no.
I know. Thank you.
All right, good deal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good
Bye-bye.
Deal. Yeah, I don't think you got out of 10th grade without being forced to read that. But if you can get out of reading it, hey, more power to you. All right, so let's see. We've got Tommy in Chicago who knows himself a bumper. All right, Tommy, what'd you hear you know?
Hello, Raleigh. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen. I think I heard the melody to Joe Texas. I want to do everything to you.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah. Joe Tex on dial, yes.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. All right. Any idea what our
theme is tonight?
Yeah, any idea what the theme is? Something ties every one of these artists together.
I'm trying to picture this one.
Well, I've got one more to play, and then I'll reveal them.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, hang on. Confirm that address. Don't go away. You know you're Joe Tex. And again, take forever to get anything, but eventually you will. We're planning to... Oh, no, I just hung up on Tommy. Tommy, call back. I'm so sorry, Tommy. Call back and confirm your address with John. And we're slated to do a mailing next year. Yeah, we originally promised that we'd do it this year, but life intervened. I think I just swallowed a fly. I swear to God, I think I just swallowed a bug. Oh, God. All right, well, if I'm still with you, we'll continue the show. Peter in Sauk Village, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm thinking of a song about swallowing a fly.
I just swallowed something flying. I don't know what it was. Oh, well.
You would swallow a fly?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, hopefully it won't be laying eggs. I don't know.
Just wanted to give you a quick update before doing the 5x5. Back on the 22nd of October, I ended up getting rushed from the nursing home to a hospital with congestive heart failure.
Oh, no.
One angiogram that turned into an angioplasty and a stent. I'm doing better, and I'm now in another rehab place, and hopefully be out of here soon.
I hope so. So congestive heart failure now, obviously that can be chronic for many, many years, but what's the prognosis? What do they say?
Well, they think they got the buggy with taking care of this one clot in the one artery.
Good.
In the heart.
Good.
And, and I've dropped about 20 pounds of water weight. And,
good.
Like I said, now I'm just doing more physical therapy and
good.
Trying to get myself back into shape so I can be self-sufficient again.
Good, good. The more effort you put into that, the more you will benefit from it.
Well, I'm doing as much as they'll let me do.
Good. Excellent. Well, hopefully that's about 3 hours a day.
Not yet.
All right.
I'm working my way upward.
Okay.
So.
Well, good. So, it all sounds good.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Just feeling frustrated because I can think about doing a lot more than I physically can right now. And
mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I don't want to take up more time from everybody else.
All right, but you want to do your 5x5.
Please.
Okay. What candy features Choo Choo Charlie?
Good and Plenty.
What is the largest continent?
Asia?
Yep. What astrological sign is represented by the twins?
Gemini.
What was the name of Tarzan's chimpanzee? Oh, you can do this. Come on, you know the name. You know the name of the chimp. Even I know the name of the chimp, and I don't know many of these.
Good Lord. Well, it's one of those typical.
That's all right. You're allowed to miss one. It's 4 out of 5. The chimp, by the way, was Cheetah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What state is home to Mount Rushmore?
North Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah, it's near Rapid City. Oh, well. We'll talk to you next week, Pete, but call me in the meantime when you've got more news. Good luck to you.
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
You take care.
All right, you too. All right, now before we do anything else, I thought it might be appropriate that we found out what was going on with 2020 news. Actual stories, maybe not written in the manner you usually hear them on the news, unless you were a fan back in the day of Boss Radio. And today's installment.
Funkin' Donuts, plus Pacific Depths and Make-Believe Ballroom. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. The Cast and the Furious, Gig Alert on the 110 freeway in downtown L.A., a real traffic jam, a psycho sound session for social media stardom, somebody whose sidekicks supposedly stopped traffic in afternoon rush to hoist their highway star atop an automobile to film his little ditty while deranged disciples drove donuts around him. Traffic and transgressors together, the donut diva and his dimwits did their ding-a-ling and disappeared, cops say, before they could catch the car capades. Finally, the fuzz have fingered the infuriating freeway fruitcake. Collars to donuts. All the world's a stage may soon shift to a cage. Nightmare tenant. Who's been sleeping in my basement? The creature under the stairs at a man's home in Altadena, California turned out to be a big booming bear. The homeowner came up with a camera to confirm the critter's kind, but trepidation turned to total terror when the burly beast roared as it got a glimpse of the guy, who said he shook like a leaf for half an hour. The scare bear's been brought to the attention of authorities, as the rattled resident remarks he'd rather the voracious varmint vamoose. No welcome back squatter for this bad news bear. Dancing with the Czars. There is only one designer-in-chief, and so when there's a clash dance over the ballroom blitzkrieg plans for the Gold House, Baron von Puffin stuff is big footloose. The Trump ballroom project's ballooned so big it's now set to be larger than the main ballroom at the Chateau de Versailles. His hand-picked architect now feels like dancing in the dark. The Times says no longer in step with a ballroom bigger than 1600 Penn itself. So you think you can askance? The Prez has made it clear he is the swell of the ball. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
So there you have it. We'll pick it up right there, right after this on WGN Radio.
I was standing at the station with my head hung away down low. I was standing at the station with my head hung away down low. I had a funny feeling when I heard that SP blow. I started once to tell her, baby, don't leave me alone. I started once to tell her, baby, don't leave me alone. But when I fully decided that old SB train was gone, blow, blow, blow. Watching till the train vanished out of sight.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. All right, your last moments here to get the artist. I'll identify in moments here as well as the theme. And unless you call and identify quickly, we'll hold our question over as next week's straggler. The question, this happens almost 200,000 times a second. But less than 40 years ago, there were only 6 total occurrences. What is it? All right, now while you might be thinking about that last song, let's tell you what we played earlier. Yeah, Fran got the first one right out of the box. Lee Dorsey, Organ Grinder Swing, 1964 on Constellation. All right, now first, let's talk about what they all have in common, because I'll intersperse that with identifying the artists. And all of them were well-known R&B and soul singers who covered country hits in their careers. And some many more than the one that I listed. What's interesting about this is when I was coming up with the list, I was about to do it the other way around. Country performers who did R&B hits. Yeah, like Barbara Mandrell doing Luther Ingman, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, that kind of thing. Well, so I decided to do it the other way, and we've got all these R&B greats and soul greats doing country songs. So Lee Dorsey, who we played Organ Grinder Swing, 1964 in Constellation. He covered Joe South's Games People Play, among others. It was Dorothy Moore with He Talked to Me Every Beat of My Heart, and that was that came out, and I didn't write the year down. That's terrible. I should have. I didn't write many of these years down now that I look at it, but of course, her big hit was Misty Blue, and interestingly, Misty Blue was a cover of a country song done by both Wilma Burgess and also Eddie Arnold. We played Joe Simon's When, and he covered Mel Tillis's Who's Julie, among other things. Yeah, what a great song that was, all the way around. And let's see. Oh, Dorothy Moore, by the way, that was 1980 on Epic. Joe Simon was 1970 on Soundstage 7. Let Me Know When It's Over, that was Esther Phillips, and that was 1965 in Atlantic. And, of course, her big hit Release Me was actually a cover. She also redid Farron Young's Hello Walls. Yeah. Wynonie Harris, Bloodshot Eyes, and that's the song he covered. Bloodshot Eyes, 1951 on King, was an R&B remake of Hank Penny's number one country song a year earlier in 1950. Arthur Alexander, we played Every Day I Have to Cry Some, and he covered Bobby Bear's Detroit City. We played the Orioles' Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, 1953 on Jubilee. And their most famous song, Crying in the Chapel, was a cover of Darryl Glenn. Darryl was the son of the guy who wrote it. Eddie James, Can't Shake It, what a great record. And she covered the classic Almost Persuaded, originally David Houston. Joe Tex, I Wanna, he covered Ernest Tubbs, Half a Mind. It was Isaac Hayes doing Ain't That Lovin' You for More Reason Than One. I say he did that with David Porter. And he covered, of course, Glenn Campbell's By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which was a hit in its own right. And the last thing I just played was Ivory Joe Hunter, who did SP Blues, and he covered Ray Price's City Lights, number one song. So that's what it was, R&B performers covering country songs. And there was no shortage of choices there either. And you know, maybe sometime we'll do it the other way, do country people who covered R&B, R&B songs, you know, or not, as far as that goes. Yeah, who was it covered the Winstons? A number of people. All right, so that's the deal on that. And that that pretty much is going to be a wrap on Monday Night Trivia. I'll get to a Jimmy P six-pack and Zhuzha's request, and hopefully yours too. Full show this week, and in the waning moments, trying to see if there's anything else I needed to tell you. Oh, I had a list here of when the next next full moon and new moon is. Yeah, because the online denizens are going crazy, saying that December 18th will be a monumental day. Yeah, well, if it was a monumental day every time they announced that it was going to be, our calendars would be full. But the new moon is Friday, December 19th at 8:43 Eastern Time, so 7:43 Central Time. That's the deal there. And if you were wondering about the full moons, our last was on December 4th last week. Yeah, the super cold moon, and it was super cold in a number of places. Mercury retrograde, you can come out now, it's over. And that went direct on November 29th. However, if you look at the post-shadow of the retrograde and you wonder about when Mercury will hit that position, it'll be on the 16th of December. So that's what's going on there. Now, other news of note. All right, Joan Armatrading has a birthday tomorrow, 75. We mentioned Frankly Beverly and Shirley Brickley. Donald Byrd would be 93 tomorrow. And, of course, wonderful, wonderful stuff all the way around. But, sadly, no longer with us past over a decade ago at 80. Who else do we? Paul Hardcastle. He's 68. You'll remember him from 19. And Jesse Hill would have been 93 today. Of course, born in New Orleans, and you can't go to Mardi Gras without doing Oop Oop A Doo at least a few times. And huge, huge record, to say the least. Died in 96, 63 years old. And Agnes Nixon would be 103. And you'll know Agnes if you're a soap opera fan. She created All My Children and One Life to Live, among others. And died in Haverford, Pennsylvania in 2016 at 93. What else do we have? Yeah, just things to paddle on until the show is over, unless you wanted the final word. Right, Chad Stewart of Chad and Jeremy would be 84 today. Sadly, died in 2020. Yeah, 79 years old. Joe Stubbs of the Falcons, the Contours, the Originals, 100 Proof Agent Soul. Is that enough for you? Yeah, and he, of course, had an older brother who you'd know better, probably Levi Stubbs. But anyway, Joe would have turned 83 tomorrow, died in 2008, though. And, of course, the Falcons had You're So Fine, and the Teacher and the Contours had so many things. I think he was on Just a Little Misunderstanding. The Originals, all sorts of stuff. I don't think later hits. I think he was on Goodnight Irene, though. But he was on 100 Proof Agent Soul. Somebody's Been Sleeping. Yeah, so good for him. Kenny Vance, 82. I hope he's doing well. He had been sick for a while, but I heard that he's doing better. I hope that really is the truth. He used to perform on those Jerry Blavitt cruises when Jerry would cruise the Caribbean each year, and some celebrity cruise. I'll have to look to see if anybody took that over, but no one could do it like Jerry, that's for sure. And, yeah, when we were mentioning about Chubby Tavares dying, sadly, on the 29th, we mentioned Pooch, Ralph, who would have turned 84 this week but died last year, sadly. And he was singing on their last hit, Pooch was. Yeah, Penny for Your Thoughts, right. Junior Wells would have been 91, and he was born in Memphis, but His mother moved to Chicago when he was 14. Of course, he came along with him. So Junior Wells, more of a Chicago guy, sadly died in 98. So what else do we have? I think that might be it. We're roaring to a close. I get a lot of good information to talk about when you don't call, and a lot of that comes from Bob, who is in Master Control tonight, keeping us on the air, and he sends me the best links, and I couldn't tell you how much that means to me, because sadly, with everything going on, usually in my life, other than Monday night when I have to prepare for trivia, it's like, you know, 9:45, and I'm thinking, oh God, I got to find bumpers. I got to find something to talk about. And when that happens, it's Bob's show prep that saves me. And Carol used to do that, and I appreciated it tremendously. And just as much, I appreciate it from Bob. So he should, as far as we're concerned, be knighted. Well, on that note, we'll say that that's a wrap, and we'll thank Bob for keeping us on the air tonight, and John for screening your calls. But above all, I'll thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. So do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.